tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, the 13th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a quick shout out I have to do regarding the Michigan Freedom Fighters Tactical Weekend. I just got a picture of a bunch of Patriots out there at the campground right now. It is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you'd like the flyer, the address to it, McKinley Trail Camp. It's U.S. Highway 4428, Mayo, Michigan. Just text me MFF, Michigan Freedom Fighters. Text me MFF. I'll send you the flyer. You can go join those Patriots out there right now. Justin Michael is there running for Congress for the 1st Congressional District. Dan is there, Jeff and Jess, Chris Holtz, and of course, Brother Jeff taking the picture. Hi to you guys. I wish we could be there, but it just didn't work out. And hope it turns out to be a great event for you guys. Again, it is free, absolutely free. They're going to have some barbecue out there. They're going to have classes. Go join them. If you want more information, text me, MFF. I'll send you the flyer and Jeff's phone number. You can give him a call and talk to him about the events out there for this weekend. Joining us, as usual, in this second hour every Friday, Pastor Chatfield comes on and does a history lesson with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You've got some things to talk about, but before we get with the history lesson, your thoughts about Israel attacking Iran last night?
From everything that I've seen, although I make no predictions, I don't think Iran has much support at all in the Middle East. I doubt that they will try to enlarge this war. The only far-out variable that I see, I haven't heard anybody else mention this, that their ally there, Russia would have to come in and help, because Saudi Arabia is not going to... Obviously, Saudi Arabia and Iran are adversaries in the Middle East. Iran is a Shia Islamic country. They're not Arab. They are. They don't speak Arabic. They don't have the same Muslim faith as the Sunnis. They have very little support. Their proxies in the region have all been decimated by Israel. I don't see what they can do. I suppose it's possible there could be a regime change now. We'll see. I don't know. But I was anticipating you'd ask me that. But you know what? I don't know. Could something happen to cause this to become, first of all, a Middle East war? And then, regrettably or hopefully not, a world war? It's possible, but I don't see how that is going to happen. But God only knows.
Yeah. Hey, I got a comment actually from a listener this morning when I was talking about it in the first hour. And I also heard this mentioned briefly on Fox News last night as I was watching Sean Hannity and then the other gentleman that takes over from Los Angeles. I forget his name. But anyway, somebody mentioned that Qatar or Qatar has somewhat of an alliance with Iran. and could possibly be one of their proxies. Do you know anything about that at all?
Yeah, they have. Yes. Good. Correct.
What is the relationship between the two?
Well, there is support. There is a relationship. I don't know any more than that. It's not that they have no allies, but they don't have any major allies. And now their capacity to develop a nuclear weapon has been hindered, if not totally stopped. I would see it as a possibility that this could be the beginning of a uprising in Iran. We shall see. We shall see. Just in case you guys have never heard this.
Hold on one second. Hold that thought. We got that darn music playing in our ears. Keep that thought. We'll be right back. More with Pastor Chatfield. Eventually getting to our history lesson today. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. The music interrupted you, sir, right before the break. You had a thought you wanted to get out there real quick?
In Iran, there's a, we can almost call it a Christian revival. There's a lot of people putting their faith in Christ and getting saved. I hear reports of this a lot out of Iran. there are a lot of people that are leaving the Shia Muslim faith and turning to Christ. And
praise God.
I've heard lots of reports of that. And maybe that has something to do with what's going on. I do not think that the average Iranian, Christian or Muslim, really supports the Ayatollahs out there in that, you know, tyrannical regime. I don't think they have a lot of popular support. There you have
it.
Well,
you know, did you happen to see that U.S.-born, or maybe she was born in Iran, woman on Fox News last night? Was about 11:30, forget the time, it might have been midnight. One of the reporters for Fox, and I forget his name, he's been overseas a lot to various wars over the last 20, 25 years, and he mentioned that the history of Israel, every time there was a war that ended in a victory, they did a preemptive strike. He talked about the Six-Day War. He talked about what happened not too long ago. He talked about this being the third preemptive strike that Israel has ever done militarily before going to war. They fully expect this to go to a war with Iran. This woman interrupted him and said, no, you're wrong, and let me tell you why. She said exactly what you just said. The Iranian people are done with these leaders, this regime, that if they know that Israel is going to finish this off as far as taking these leaders out, destroying their nuclear ambitions, taking out their missiles, doing all the things that they want them to do, they, the people of Iran, will rise up and take over this country. And this could be the match that lights the fuse that causes this to happen. And I did not know what you just said about a Christian revival going on in Iran, but it makes total sense. They, the people, want to join the rest of the world. And these guys, these Khomeini and all these other guys that are there, the average Iranian doesn't want to live like that anymore. Is this
right?
Something that you agree with as far as the philosophy, that fundamental statement?
Yes. I will say this, though. There's got to be some leadership arise out there. This is a topic for another, but one of the big false ideas of history, a grassroots movement. No such thing. Not really. Every grassroots, there's got to be a leader. Take Michigan. Randy Bishop. Oh, yes, you have a lot of, but somebody's got to stand up and speak and lead and kind of organize. Grassroots, it just doesn't work that way. I see that taught in the Bible and in all history. We'll start talking about the American Revolution. It wasn't just, oh, we were tired of British tyranny. Yeah, we were. But you had to organize. You had to have leadership. You had to have George Washington. Somebody had to lead. Without leadership, things don't move forward, grassroots or not, because there's nobody there to organize and to tell us what to do and where are we going and how are we going to accomplish things and where the meeting is going to be and so on and so forth. This whole idea that this is a grassroots, nah, no, you got to have leadership, and that is the way it is. Now, so in Iran, who's going to lead this? Is there leadership on the ground? Assuming what you just said and what I said is true, that the vast majority of the people of Iran are not pleased with the reign of the Ayatollahs. I think that's true. But if without leadership, it goes nowhere. Somebody's got to lead.
So what you're saying, Pat Chatfield, is that somebody, a individual, not just necessarily a movement or a group, but it needs to be perhaps an individual that can step up to the microphone and say, this is what we are going to do. This is how we're going to revolt. This is how we're going to take our country back.
Right. Lech Walesa back in Poland in the 80s, and the solidarity movement. He was just a union leader, but he stepped up, and that was one of the big things that helped start the beginning, anyway, the fall of the Iron Curtain. You have to have leadership somewhere. Things just don't happen. Leadership leads, and you've got to have leadership. I just finished reading the book of Judges in the Bible. The Bible says in those days there was no king in Israel. So God had to raise up judges to judge Israel and to lead. And it was a very confusing time during the era of the judges. But there's always a judge. There's always a leader. It's the way it works. All human history. It's the way it works. There has to be some leadership. I would guess that the CIA and President Trump and her are aware, with the Israelis, are trying to organize things right now. I would guess as much. Now, do I know that? No, but I'd bet on it if I were a betting man, and I'm not a betting man.
Sure.
But I would bet on it. They are trying to organize because you realize these things just don't happen. There's got to be some organization. And as we have learned, the Israeli intelligence service, they're pretty organized. And a lot of these, they did a lot of things inside of Iran because things just don't happen. People have to organize and plan things.
Well, one of the points that this woman made, and I didn't get her name. Very attractive, dark hair, big brown eyes, very well spoken, giving an Iranian perspective on things. She said she has family, she has friends in Iran that she knows for a fact was feeding intelligence to Bibi Netanyahu, was directly giving addresses of where these generals actually lived, the time that they would come home at night. She said they were giving them intelligence on the ground because they want change. And I'm going, whoa, that is huge intelligence. I mean, for you to know an address where the guy sleeps at night and those attacks, some of those missiles killing a lot of those guys, the leader of their military last night, absolutely amazing to see what, like you say, information and working together. Would this be something that maybe the surrounding countries, the Arab nations, would they be wanting to work with and possibly influence the next leader of Iran?
I would suppose,
or do you think
so.
This is going to be Israel and United States doing?
I think it's going to be more Israel and United States. And you've got Saudi Arabia, and there's no love lost between Saudi Arabia and Iran. They are aware. Now, they're not an ally of Israel, but they're kind of
tolerant.
They're glad that Israel did what they did.
Glad.
Yeah. So, God knows the future. I don't like making predictions, but I can pretty much guarantee you that there are plans to try to move forward right now. We shall see. Mm-hmm. With all the leadership in Iran that was killed, and they're in a weakened state, if there ever was going to be a regime change, a coup d'etat, now's the time. Now would be the time. I would hope that there's been preparations for this. Now, God only knows.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Israeli intelligence and American intelligence are hoping that such could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's move on to the lesson plan that you came up with, the five most important battles in the U.S. Let's start off with that.
All right, so that's me just choosing, because I thought, okay, what can I talk about? A lot of important battles, of course, and I can't recount all the history. In the Revolution, some big battles. I mean, Battle of Bunker Hill, the Battle of Dorchester Heights, battle there in New York, in Brooklyn, Brooklyn Heights, Battle of Trenton, Battle of Princeton, Saratoga. They're all important battles. All, you could almost argue, some measure of turning point in one way or another. But the last battle, the Battle of Yorktown, obviously, if the British don't surrender, then all the other battles don't matter that much. So the original plan of the British was to, the war started in New England, but after they were forced to leave Boston, the British turned their attention to New York, and they won victory after victory, forced Washington out of Brooklyn. He fled south, crossed the Delaware River, was encamped on the west side of the Delaware River, and it was a low point of our revolution. He crosses the Delaware on an icy on Christmas night, 1776, surprises the British at Trenton, captures the town, moves up to Princeton, captures Princeton. A lot of people says, hey, we might be able to win this war. And it was just a morale booster big time. Those are all important. Later in 1777, up in upstate New York, big battle of Saratoga, generally known as the turning point of the war, where Horatio Gates and others forced the British to surrender, won the battle, and the British gave up on... They gave up on New England, they gave up on the Middle States, and they focused their attention to the South. Washington takes his army, and he moves south. Now, after Saratoga, the French think, hey, the Americans can win this. They sign an agreement with us. And so Washington, he marches south towards Virginia. He has 9,000 Continentals, men of the Continental Army, and militiamen. And he's also joined by French troops, a few thousand more French troops, and so 4,000. So they have a good, strong force, and you're moving south. And what had happened out in the bay there, Chesapeake Bay there in Virginia, is the French fleet under De Grasse prevented the British from resupplying or evacuating the British under Cornwallis at Yorktown. And so they're trapped around that peninsula. They thought they could get evacuated by the British Navy. They couldn't. They got no help came. And the Americans, led by Washington and Alexander Hamilton, was important in this. They started bombarding the British troops there. And lo and behold, they surrender. And that was a huge victory, 1781. Now, the peace wasn't actually signed until 1783. When the British Prime Minister, Lord North, heard about this, he says, it is all over. We just can't win this. A new government would take place in Britain that was more prone to peace, a Whig. And the king says, this is too much, let him go. And so Yorktown convinced the British that the Americans could indeed win the war, and we did. And that it's the final battle of the Revolutionary War at Yorktown.
Okay, that's amazing.
Obviously there were a lot of major battles, but that's the one I had. You have to choose one. Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's a good spot to take a break, because one of the reasons that I wanted to focus on this point, without that Revolutionary War, we wouldn't have a country. And it was absolutely a fantastic way to get this started. We're going to take a bottom of the hour news break. More with Pastor Jeff Field. Four other major battles in U.S. history. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.